With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Back in January, President Donald Trump dissolved the voter fraud commission he had formed at the urging of former advisor Steve Bannon. That was after 44 states' elections officials refused to provide voter information, including voter lists, portions of Social Security numbers, and felony convictions. New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse-Oliver led the charge.
I think it was an easy no for me to say that I wouldn't provide, you know, the private information of New Mexico's voters to a commission that really was really trying to prove this false narrative that the president had put forth. I think it's really unfortunate that these types of myths get thrown around, that we have, you know, literally millions of illegal folks voting in elections. And I didn't want to have any part of that. And I didn't want our state to have any part of that. And one of the main reasons for that is, you know, we've been down that road here before in New Mexico. Around the 2004 election, we had then Attorney General David Iglesias was charged with, you know, finding, you know, widespread voter fraud in New Mexico, and his task force, he was the Bush appointee. You know, they didn't find anything. And then we had Secretary of State Duran, who did basically the same thing, you know, launched a witch hunt and alleged that there were 64,000 illegal folks on the voting rolls, which turned out to be a complete lie. And when folks say those things without proof, without evidence, they really undermine our trust. And that's the last thing that we should be doing, because we don't have enough participation. So it turned out to be a popular position, but I would have said no even if it hadn't have been the popular position. And I'm really glad that that commission shut down, because it just, I think, would have continued to perpetuate these false narratives.
That's New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse-Oliver. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.